Good morning.
Good morning.
We are happy to meet today to praise our Lord Jesus Christ, to serve our God, who is always blessing us with so many things, life. Today is like a judgment day for our country, because England will be playing tonight. The roads are quiet. People are not in the roads. I think they are waiting for the evening, because it is a judgment day, whether England will win or not. But we pray that England wins. I've got a title which says that the judgment of the just. The judgment of the just. But the theme which I have is a going church for the coming Lord. A going church for the coming Lord. The Lord is Jesus Christ, who is coming for us. The Lord is Jesus Christ, who promised us everything. He taught us. He died for us. Then he left us. He said he is going to prepare a place for us. The going church for the coming Lord is now, because those who believe in the eschatology. Eschatology is the end times. There is a prophecy about the end times which is found in the book of Revelation and in the book of Daniel. Both of these lived with Jesus Christ, I mean the writers. They knew him very well. Others may wonder, did Daniel knew Jesus Christ? But you remember the day when he was cast into the lake of fire with the other guys. I think there were three people there. But when the fire was in flame, they saw that there was another man amongst them there. No other than Jesus Christ. That was Jesus Christ. When they threw him into the den of lions, they thought those hungry lions were going to tear him up. I'm talking about Daniel. But the lions were seen squeezing themselves near Daniel and using their tails to chase the flies, which were about to sit on Daniel. And these lions were friendly to Daniel. There is no doubt that Jesus Christ was there. Jesus Christ was in control. So that's why I say it. I am trying to reflect on the eschatology, which is a controversial book of the times, these end times. Times of confusion, when so many false prophets are rising up to entice Christians so that they cannot see heaven. The devil is busy these days so that you and I can have no chance to go to heaven. Other people have named it rapture, when Jesus will come as a thief to take his own, including the dead in Christ. They will rise first. We who are alive, Paul said, but he's dead now. He said, those who are alive, when they come up to the cloud, they find that those who died long back, they are already with Jesus Christ in the air here. This is time is called rapture, when Christ is coming to steal his own to heaven. This period, when they are taken to heaven, is called rapture. But there is going to be a judgment of the just. where Brother Mike read there in the book of 1, Psalm, verse 5, speaking about the judgment of the just, the righteous. When the righteous are being judged, the evil or the sinful or those who are not righteous will not attend this judgment because most of them will be dead, will still sleeping under here on earth. While the church is being judged up there by Jesus Christ. This period is called the marriage of the Lamb, the marriage supper of the Lamb. Prior to that one, there's going to be judgment. This judgment, most of the people, they don't know that there's going to be a judgment of the just. The just are the saints. The saints are the church of Jesus Christ. At this particular time, we are engaged to Jesus Christ. But at this time when he takes the church up there, this is the time when there's going to be a marriage of supper of the Lamb. The marriage supper of the Lamb is Jesus Christ uniting together with the church, his church there. So it's called the marriage time of the Lord. When this has happened, immediately after this supper, before the supper, there's going to be a judgment. This judgment is not a judgment that you are damned to shame, you are damned to death, you are damned to eternal death. No, because you are already there. You were saved, as we are now. If he comes now, some of us can go because we are already his own. We belong to him. But those who don't believe will be left. They won't have a chance on this one. They don't have a chance to attend this marriage supper of the Lord. They don't have a chance to attend this judgment. When this judgment is taking place, this is when the people are being rewarded. This is the period when people are being rewarded. I remember Pastor John one time was speaking about something like this, when somebody illustrated that there are some people who are going to be shoe polishers. I don't know, there or here. But I think he was trying to talk about there. I wouldn't say shoe polishers, but I would say those who are getting nothing. If you look at us now, I am bald, but Brother Nigel is hairy. It's like he's got an afro. Estella has got an afro. And most of, but the way we are dressed on our heads is different. Some are white, some are gray, some are black, some are bald like myself. So it's gonna be the same when we go there, because people need to be clothed there as again with their rewards, which are called the crowns. I think when I'm talking about a crown, this country knows better about the crown, because there are so many recognitions which are given to people. Those people, some of them who are called the sirs, some of them are called the professors. They are being owned in various ways. They are given these special things, these awards. But in heaven, the Bible tells us that there is going to be awards. These awards are going to be called the crowns. The three apostles are putting them there because these apostles were closer to Jesus Christ than many others. I'm talking about the apostles James, John, and Peter. Those three, maybe they are the only ones who are talking about these awards. Besides the other one, I said he was with Jesus Christ before, Daniel. He is the one on chapter 12, verse 3, who says that the day will come when people will rise up, and those who have done well to bring so many souls to God will shine like the stars of heaven. The shining stars are different. They shine differently. Some are more brighter, some are smaller, some are bigger. Sort of, they shine differently. So he says that they will rise like that, these people. They will be shining up there. So today, I'm not going to talk much about a lot of this heavenly issue, but I will talk about crowns a bit. As Christians, God blessed us with spiritual gifts, assigning us to participate to build his church for his kingdom. We are assigned, each one with a gift or a talent, so that you participate. Nobody here is called to be a passenger, a good passenger in the bus or a good passenger in the plane. We are called to participate. That's why Jesus Christ said, you will be my witnesses. When the Holy Spirit comes, you will start witnessing from Jerusalem up to the uttermost parts of the world. He didn't think of any one of them better than any other, but he thought all those who received the Holy Spirit will be able to witness. That is what I call participate in his body, the body of Christ. Those who labor, those who witness for Christ shall be rewarded, as I said before. Now, I just want to mention quickly five rewards which are given by the apostles, which I mentioned. If you catch this one, it will help you, because when you go back home, you will start to revisit these verses, and you read them anew. Then you will see many things opening up in your life as a Christian. As I said, that today, FIFA board is sitting down. They're still holding their cup. They are waiting to give it to one team that is going to win. But the 32 teams participated there. The rest are already in the planes going back. For example, USA and many others will be going. So it is not this cup that we are. Because here Paul says that we are doing the work of God so that we get an incorruptible crown, so that we get an imperishable crown, the crown that doesn't wear up. It is a crown which is everlasting. It is a crown which is so glorious. So the crown is called incorruptible. Others, they call it a victor's crown. It is a person who is not just seated. It is a person who is shaking up every day thinking about Jesus Christ. What can I do for him? What can I do for Jesus Christ? A concern or a passion for souls that you have in your heart. It is the one that even if you didn't pray, but if you have that passion for souls, that gives you sleepless nights thinking about somebody who is not saved, somebody who is drunk, or somebody who is very unfortunate, is called a concern for souls or a passion for souls. So this is the crown that will be given for such people, an incorruptible crown. Who is it for? Paul says that I therefore so run, not as uncertain, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. I gave you an example of the teams today. Some are flying already back home. they taught their country how to play football, but they failed. They are going back home. They are a castaway today. So Paul was worried that he could be a castaway too, while he had preached to others. Why? Because he had not performed well. So performance in the kingdom of God is also important. That's what Paul is saying. So those who have this concern are going to be crowned with an incorruptible crown or a victor's crown. Another crown is called a crown of rejoicing. Crown of rejoicing. It's not going to be given to everybody. This crown is going to be given to people who are already rejoicing here because they are performing what pleases God there. A crown is waiting for them. A crown of rejoicing. Paul says, in fact, this one, it is rewarded to those who bring others to Christ. Let me say it. It is often called the soul winner's crown. And it is the reward given to those who reach out beyond themselves and lead others to heaven. I feel bad today because myself and my wife, we left the house, two of us. And we left the other guys there. It's because of the car. And I am thinking about them because they are not here today. Because we were supposed also to pick carols there at their place. But we are not happy. Myself and my wife, we are not happy that we left them. We wish they are here, all of them. But as it is, we can't do anything. I'm happy that Malachi is here and the others are here. So this is a concern which worries us as pastors. So to have this crown of rejoicing, Paul said, for what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For ye are our glory and the crown. Ye are our glory and the joy. If you go to the fields, you scatter the seeds. When things are grown up and you are harvesting, imagine how happy you become when you fill those barns with the produce which is from your fields. But you won't be happy when the harvest time comes. You are harvesting nothing, but you were putting the seed out there. I know we Christians, one time when I was invited in another church, there were four people there. Because myself, I was known as a church growth worker. I was trained for church growth. So when I went there, I was welcomed by the pastor, and there were four of them there. Then the church was small. There were even four chairs. There were a few chairs extra there. So the pastor said, you welcome Pastor Kirk today. He's with us. We are happy because we are here. He opened the verse. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered, I am there also. So God is here, is with us. So let's continue to be happy like that. So that church never grew. It stayed like that forever. The title I had, which I was going to teach there about church growth, I was unable to teach it because the pastor was happy about it. There were four there. So Jesus was the fifth one. So it was a waste of time for me to teach about the church growth there. So I just changed my topic and gave another one. So that church never grew. It was still like that. I think it's still like that, even today. But I think the pastor is no longer alive. Maybe they are dead because they were old. They were old. There was a magazine from America which was saying we are praying for Pastor James and his wife who are doing wonderful work in Rhodesia. But the pastor was putting this excuse to say that where two or three are gathered, Jesus is blessing them there, is with them there. I refused in my churches to be happy in such congregations, and I couldn't preach there. Because Paul says, I don't have to beat the air. I need to beat people. I need to beat somebody. I saw a fight last night. That was my theory, somebody beating another guy, Chisora, last night. So you don't beat the air. You beat the person. This theory was beating him here, all here. Him, he was trying to beat him the stomach like this, or beating the air. So when we preach, you want to preach to the people. Even when you do fishing, you want to throw the rod where there are fishes so that you catch something. But if you throw there, Jesus said, you know, change the place, fish the other side. That's what he said. So brothers and sisters, I'm talking about these crowns which are to be awarded to people who work for God. The other crown is called the crown of righteousness. Many Christians become so caught up with earthly activities that they forget that heaven is their true home. This crown is not for such people. It is for those who long for heaven, their true home. They long to see the face of their Savior. So it is called the crown of righteousness. The righteous people are waiting for the Lord to come. So every day they want to go. My principal, the one who married us at college, he used to say, brother, are you ready to go? Then I say, where? He said, heaven. He said, I'm ready to go. Then I say, yes, I'm ready. He said, okay. When we party, he would say, go tell them that I'm going to heaven. If they are going, we shall meet there. He was always waiting for going. He's the one who was preaching most about eschatology. He was heavenly. His thoughts were up there, although he lived here. Sometimes even when he was teaching us, he ended up preaching. You see that he is now in the spirit talking about heaven. Another crown is a crown of life. It is not just given to everybody. This crown of life is given to as James says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Some the devil will cast into prison. Some will die there, being persecuted. Jesus says, fear not, for I will give you a crown of life. This crown is given to those who are persecuted, those who can't preach properly. They are squeezed up, they are tempted, they face terrible temptations. When you face terrible temptations, I heard some people, when one pastor who claimed that he had the powers to heal the sick, when the child died, people said, why couldn't he heal the child? How can he heal others? Something like that. So this is a temptation. It was a temptation for the pastor. But he should stay in faith so that he can stay with God. So when he succeeds here, he will get this crown of life. A crown of life is for those who were persecuted, for those who were tempted. If everything is going smooth for you and you never experienced everything, say, I am going to heaven. Yes, you are going. But you will reach there like myself, bald-headed. You won't get a crown. But these people who suffered, these people who were persecuted, will get this crown of life. Crown of glory, 1 Peter 5:4. This crown is not for everybody. This crown is for those who are called shepherds. Those who had a heart of shepherd, shepherding people. What Pastor John is doing is saying, we shall have a Bible study there. We have to pray for so and so. That is what we call shepherding. If you are a shepherd, you feel for your sheep there. You know it's got a wound on the leg, or you know it doesn't drink water properly. That is shepherding. So this crown is what Peter spoke about when he said, and the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. So briefly, these are the five crowns which I thought of sharing with you, reflecting on these. But you have to really read so that you understand this. There may be more, but these five are the more specific ones which are going to be awarded in heaven at the marriage supper of the Lord. Which one is yours? Do you have any? Or you are a passenger? How long am I going to be a passenger? I don't want to be a passenger. I want to get a crown. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for putting us in your church and assigning us so that we can be winners of souls, so that we can be shepherds of your sheep, so that we can be soul winners to reach others, to witness throughout the world, so that we can be salt of the world. Help us as a church so that one day we are going to meet you in heaven at the marriage supper of the Lamb. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.